Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everybody, it's that time again where we put the trivial matters front and center, exactly where they should be, don't you think? Yes, it's another brand new episode of Is It Just Me? I'm one of your podcast hosts, I'm Joe Elvin. Here's that other one.
Hello, I'm James Williams.
I'm here with this one, and we've also got that one today. He is hot, hot, hot. We are so excited to have presenter, TV personality, dancer extraordinaire, triple threat no less.
Oh, Joe, that's such a lovely intro.
Mr. Ore Aduba.
Yay!
Now, Ore.
It all went wild.
Ore, is it just me who can't read an email and get the time right for everybody to meet?
I know you aren't, for the record.
I'm a sweaty, hot mess, and it's all Joe Elvin's fault, because I had to run here because Ore turned up actually on time.
Which isn't normal.
He was on time at 12, and I went, no, you're not supposed to be here till 1, and then I read my emails and went, oh yeah, we did agree at 12, didn't we?
You just can't get enough of hanging out with Joe.
Do you know what? Here's the thing, is because we actually had a 50-minute really lovely hangout. The only shame of it is that you were getting worried. James, you were sweating your way around London.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I was here going, actually, I'm never on time. Can anybody else be here to celebrate this moment?
So you've been feeling smug for about 15
minutes,
basically.
Totally smug, but not really sure what to do about it.
But also what I love about this is because you two are kind of like the alternative royal wedding sort of love story, aren't you? Because you kind of met them at the royal wedding.
The main event, baby.
Exactly. Forget Meghan and Harry. It's about Ore and Joe.
This is what was created. It was a special, very special weekend.
How lucky were we, right? Well, especially me. I'm not even a proper TV person.
Yeah. Genuinely, Joe, it was one of the most incredible days I've had in my whole career, because I think that, I mean, they don't happen that often. They're certainly not going to happen that big and that great for a very long time, and it was just, you really just have to pinch yourself and go, how bloody lucky are we to be in this place?
And I remember at the time Kirsty Young saying to me that, you know, normally the big news events are horrible things.
Yeah.
So it was just amazing.
The weather was great. The whole country had their eyes on it. And I think it was just because it wasn't the big state wedding. We're talking fifth in line.
Yeah.
You know, this is down the pecking order.
A bit more relaxed.
Take it off the shoulder if you want to today. It's okay.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. But I think that meant that you could actually watch a real love story. And this will be a theme for the afternoon, guys, me talking about my wife, because I'm obsessed by her. But when Meghan came into the church, it all came flooding back to that day. And I think anybody who's got that, because it was a really beautiful wedding. You could see the connection that the two of them had.
Yeah.
That was the whole centre. It was so special.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 2.5 years.
You got to get that right.
Well remembered.
Guys, it's tattooed on my wrist. So it's the fact is just because I can't do arithmetic.
That's the only tattoo. That's not a saying.
That is
Ore has the tattoo.
That's my actual
tattoo.
Ore,
you look far too perky and well rested for a relatively new dad as well.
Oh, thank you so much for saying
that. You guys have already given me. She does all the work.
This is true. And you guys have already given me a lovely beauty pack. I've gone well into the creams already. That's what I've done for the last 50 minutes waiting, is just cream myself up.
Beautified.
Yeah.
That's what I should have said.
You might want to rephrase that.
I'm beautified. Yeah, that's what I said. Thank you. Let's edit that bit out.
How is it being a dad? Is it as exhausting as everyone says it is, or is it...
It is, and that's the thing. I don't think there are any surprises with parenthood, new parenthood, because everybody tells you what's to come. Everybody says you're going to be sleep deprived. Everyone says that he's going to poo, wee, and decide that he wants to change it daily. If you're lucky, maybe weekly. You go, you know, I'm really lucking out with this sleep thing. I think we've got it. No, today I'm just going to get up at 2 a.m. instead.
Yeah.
He thought 5 a.m. was good. 2 a.m. today. So he does change it up. But that's nothing can still prepare you. Despite all of that information, it's just like such a seismic hit to the body. And also, I think for me, it's the hit to you as a two. Because, you know, my wife and I have been together for 7.5 years, married for 2.5. And I think, you know, we've been so in sync. So now we've just got to remold it. Mm. That's the thing that I think has taken the time.
It's so hard to describe, isn't it? It just changes everything, which sounds so obvious. But it is
until
like...
it happens.
Yeah, that it is like... to me, I always used to say to people, it's like someone said to me, you live under the sea now. That's where you live. It's that different in your life.
It is. That's such a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Just deal with that now.
Yeah.
Okay, how do I breathe? How do I get around? How do I brush my teeth whilst this thing, beautiful thing, is crying to the left of me? Just all those minutiae of just... now just have to be recalibrated.
And I have to ask, Ari, because obviously you are kind of famous for wearing your emotions on your sleeves, the reason why so many people fell in love with you on Strictly. You know, you're a man who's not scared to cry.
I am. So I did it earlier this morning.
Since becoming your new dad, has that been heightened to even further sort of levels of emotions and tears?
It has. It really has. And I'm now getting embarrassed by myself.
Why?
Because every day there's something else. And I'm like, dude, he's only 6 months old now. Imagine what he's going to be like when he goes to school.
You've got a lot of firsts to get
all
through.
Those it's things it is, and I didn't want to be, because I mean I've had friends who have had kids for many years, we've now got kids. I said to myself, I don't want to be one of those parents that impose your family or your child on somebody else, but bloody hell, is it impossible? It's you're just the pride is just unbelievable.
You just want to talk about nothing else.
You want to talk about, and I mean there is nothing else, but my wife and I went to the Grand Prix this weekend. It was the first time that we went away without him. And of course, all you're going to talk about is him.
Yeah.
And immediately we were on the train. And I could feel all of the things that we were going to talk about just coming out. It had been 10 minutes since we'd left the house. Everything. But no, it's all that said, it is the best thing ever. The life that we had before pales into insignificance to the life we've got now. Because he's what it's all about.
And you're chilling for the summer?
Hopefully going to try and get a holiday in.
Yeah.
But me being the self-employed person that I am these days, and now a bringer of the bread and trying to hold the family household together, the neurosis means that you can't press book yet because you never know what's around the corner. We actually went to my wife's granddad lives in Norway. And it was the first time that we took him away. My wife's sister and boyfriend came as well. And we went away and everything worked perfectly until the day before we were set to leave. I got a job.
Oh, oh no.
So I had to leave a day early.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's everything. It's the way that it works. Ironically, it's always the way that it works. She was like,
it is.
She was like, why don't you just book a holiday every week of the year? Because you'll guarantee yourself work. Because it's always just come in.
And it's also always feast or famine. You literally have weeks of nothing. You go, what have I done? What have I done? And then literally you'll get one job. And then you think, okay, this is good. And then you'll get three other things. And you're like, how am I going to do all of this? And you never say no to anything.
This
either.
Is it. And I'm a real putter of fingers in pies. I'm lucky to get a real variety of things I love to do, whether it is TV or radio, and work my way into some stage things and trying to keep up the dancing and working on the voice and all these other things. But it means that they come in fits and spurts, which is wonderful because variety is the spice of life. But every day you do wake up going, who the devil am I today? I don't know. And is that child going to get any bread today? Is he going to get fed?
It's good to know we all have those worries,
we
I think.
All, we're all so neurotic and paranoid.
I think
you're
going to be all right, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I hope so. You know, with
when
good people
podcast
around.
Comes out, I mean, literally bazillions of people.
And also,
hand it over.
You can eBay that Glitterball trophy. That would be worth something. I mean, people have eBayed their Brit Awards.
They have. It will be the last thing. And when it does get eBayed, that will be the end. just full stop.
Where is your glitter ball?
It's currently
sorry.
Which one? Joe Jay, what do you like?
Sorry.
Inquiring minds want to
know. Of course they do. Yeah. It is in the toilet, actually, which is exactly what you were thinking, James. We recently moved to a new house and for the first time in my adult life have a guest loo.
Oh. That's grown
so
up.
Fancy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's the only place to put it. Although my mum came around and was like, why would you put it in there? Because it's just a thing that when you've got something, you put it in the guest. Oh, but it's going to get very dirty.
What are your guests up to?
Well, that's exactly what I'm thinking. What are they doing?
I can imagine that's a bit of a bastard to polish over that award.
Yes, it is. I was about to say it's gone unpolished, but again, I wasn't sure which glitter ball you were talking about.
There was the flicker across his face that means it hasn't even occurred to him to ever polish it.
Just leave it as it is. It's perfect already.
But wait a second. Was your mum so mega, mega proud? I was going to say, I reckon for your parents, the royal wedding gig and Strictly would be proper, like, proud parent level.
Yeah, no, I think it is, definitely. For my mum especially, because she can tell all her friends.
Yeah.
Not that I told her, because there's something about the stuff that I do, and unless it's happened, it doesn't happen again. It's that neurotic thing. I don't really like to celebrate I've got a job until I've done it, because loads of things can happen in the meantime. But I remember actually telling my mum that I got the Strictly gig, and this is what you're talking almost 2 years ago now, and I was at home, in our home in Dorset, and I got the phone call from my agent, and I called my wife immediately, and I said, I'm going to tell my mum, and she said, can I stay on the line, because I'd love to hear her reaction. I was like, of course, let's go. Into the conservatory we went, and I said to my mum, I was like, Mum, I've got Portia on the phone, we've got some news. Only, I think, 2 or 3 months later did I think, I don't think she thought I was going to tell her I'm on Strictly Come Dancing. I reckon she thought I was going to say, we're having a baby.
Absolutely.
So when I said, I'm going to be on Strictly Come Dancing, the disappointment on her face was palpable. Eventually, she came round to the idea, and we now have a baby. So everything worked out.
What have I done to you as a mother?
Yeah, what did I do to deserve this?
Yeah.
No, very proud. Although I then invited her. I invited her to come down to Strictly for the very first show, for the launch show. And she's a big fan of it and everything else. But, I mean, she's in Dorset, Elstree in London. He isn't even, like, in London, you know, it's on the outskirts. So I can understand it, but it was the very first show, and I said, you know, you don't know how long you're going to get in this. I would love you to come down and enjoy the show. And she was like, do you want to take your mother-in-law instead? Are you kidding me? So I did. I was dumbfounded. 3, 4, 5 weeks down the line, she's like, are you ever going to invite me down to Strictly again? What it was like having girlfriends in the early days. You know, you just don't know where you stand. I didn't think my mum and Strictly Come Dancing was going to be the same model.
Maybe she was worried you weren't going to be very good.
Possibly.
And so she just thought,
she wanted to go really low with the expectations.
Again, I want someone's mum on the podcast. Yeah, exactly. I like the sort of like the levelling, grounding influence of celebrity mums.
Yeah. just, I mean, she didn't even think I was going to make it to the launch show. Yeah. That's why she didn't want to come.
Yeah, but how far did you think you were going to make it when you started?
I didn't even think about charting it. I just thought, and I'm such a sycophant for this show. I just wanted to be there all the time.
But you know what would, not that it would ever happen, but what would stop me from ever entering Strictly is that bit at the beginning of each show where you just have to kind of jig a bit in the intro.
You're
bit.
Lined up.
It just makes my toes curl and my bum shrivel with embarrassment every time.
That is one of the most sort of heartbreaking and just generally clammy moments of the whole experience, especially in the early weeks, because you're not comfortable.
No.
And you know, especially in week one, I had a pair of trousers that Jackie Collins was like, "Do you really want to show your glitter
ball
off?"
Yeah.
So early in the process. I mean, everything's a little bit chafy. You're a bit uncomfortable, not sure, and then you've got to keep the smile. Everything's okay. It's really not, everyone.
I think it was Laura Whitmore that revealed to us that you guys, as men, pretty much wear adult baby grows, right? Everything fastens around the gusset. That was like, what?
I coined the phrase the shant.
That's,
it's not. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. No, they hide it very well, but it's everything's just so tightly packed.
Out out there now.
No, the shant, I coined it. The shirt pant.
Oh, okay.
Because
yes.
They sew the shirts into the pants. The idea being that they don't want the shirt to ride up and look all creased and awful.
I mean, that's going to hurt the groin area.
That is, unfortunately, the trade-off.
Strictly, yeah. It's all about clean lines. You've clean got lines to make in your clothing and clean lines in your top line, isn't it?
Everything you know? That what's inside, don't care about.
Very red lines in certain places.
Oh, don't even, Joe.
Yeah.
But it must be nice to know. I mean, aside from anything else, Ori, you've got that as a regular gig. They'll always bring you back on Strictly It Takes Two every year.
it's very nice to come back. No, it is actually, it's such a family. And, you know, I don't work in an office, so these guys are totally my family.
The university is, I imagine, isn't it?
And what's so amazing, they are just so inspirational, because they go and the year after I was on the show, I would watch every single person who was on the show do their own show, whether it was Joanne is my partner, go and do her theatre production, or the likes of Danny and Louise, seeing them up on stage. And we went to pretty much every single one of them. And they're inspirational. And that's they're just amazing group. We had an amazing group.
Is your WhatsApp group still going strong?
It is. We were just talking about where we're going to watch the World Cup final.
Oh.
And there is no reply. no, we've had one.
Nobody wants to jinx it.
Nobody wants to jinx it. There's still a semi-final to go. No, but the WhatsApp, it's still going strong. 2 years on, there's still that. It's lovely.
That's nice.
It feels like in this very topsy-turvy, uncertain world, it's good to know that the celeb WhatsApp groups on Strictly are still going.
Still stable. Good. It's still there. I'm the one sending most of the messages, but that's fine. That's fine. I call me the social
sec. You keep the faith,
Ori. I do. Yeah. Plus, I just don't want to let go.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to take to the topics then, like a duck to water.
Definitely.
I feel like you've got plenty to say.
I've got too much to say.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Let's do it. Exciting.
First up then today, Ore and Joe.
Oh, look, this is serious. He's getting his lip balm out.
He means business. Ore's not here to fuck about. Yeah.
Guys, I don't go anywhere without my balm. And like you said, Joe, it's getting serious.
And it's a good one as well. Mm. It's the
pawpaw. That is a good one.
Which, I've got to say...
You know your balm.
I do, but this is the first... Okay, I'm so sorry to give so much of myself away so quickly. So I brought two lip balms.
Wow.
Because this is... We'll get onto jeans in a minute. But this Nivea lip butter I've had since January...
Right.
...is still going strong.
I think that might be overstated.
Isn't it?
It's a little bit.
I don't know. Look at it. What do you think?
Maybe a little goes a long way.
So it's gone... we're talking 6 months,
that's
guys.
That's pretty good.
I'll just tell you this, listeners. He's a man who, you know... gets the most out of a tin of Nivea. There's a couple of scrapings left.
You've got to get the bang for your lip balm buck, is what I say. Today I decided on looking at that really sorry sight of a lip balm.
You did say you were going to go to Boots. Is that why?
It's not, because I have four of these in my top drawer at home.
Love a bit of pawpaw.
So I've got plenty left. But no, my wife was like, can you get another lip balm?
Please,
because she is so sick of it. So no, I brought this because I was going to use the pawpaw, and this one is just sort of for prosperity, really.
I'm so relieved we've cleared this up.
I was going to say,
if I'm out and I realise I've forgotten my lip balm,
that ruins
the night for me.
Doesn't it?
And also then you turn it into a lip balm, and
you don't really want to, but sometimes in a desperate time.
And sometimes if people say, have you got any lip balm, I say no, even though I have, because I don't want anyone else to use it.
What
do
you mean?
We've totally gone off topic already. Why is it lip balm the topic for current? I've got two, guys.
We're going to wait another topic now. We could have just kept going with the lip balm. Anyway, Ore and Joe.
Yes.
Is it just me who... Well, some of my friends think I'm quite skanky. I basically don't wash my jeans. And some of my friends are a lot of my friends are horrified by this. But I've actually read a lot about it, and...
You've read a lot about it?
There's a lot of jeans literature.
Well, I've read a lot about it, because obviously, you know, you get a great pair of jeans, and then you wash them, and they never look the same, they never fit the same again.
Yeah.
And I did read, I think it was like Mr. Porter or GQ did a whole article on jean maintenance, and they basically said if you have enough pairs of jeans, and you don't wear them too often, and you don't wear them on hot days like today, in theory, and then you pop them in the freezer... So
what?
The freezer Game kills changer. Any bacteria or germs, and if you basically rest them, you don't need to wash them. Obviously, if somebody throws a pint over you in a packed pub, you're in trouble, you're going to need something about it then.
Freezer ain't going to help you then.
As a rule, and I now do have, I've got jeans that are probably about 2 years old that have never seen the inside of a washing machine. Oh my God, I feel like people are now never going to listen to me the same way ever again.
Well, that is true, but that's maybe just, that's a good thing.
The only pair I have, I've got a pair of leather jeans, and it's hilarious because I think that Edward Enninful had started at Vogue. And they did this video intro. Well, I still worked in the same company, and they did this video intro of like, meet the new editor. And they said, what's the one fashion thing that you hate? And he said, leather jeans. And I just proudly bought myself a pair of leather jeans that I really like, but I'm never going to wash those.
No,
I don't know how. There isn't even a setting.
It would cost about 80 quid for me to get them dry cleaned.
But do you wash your jeans then?
Yeah.
In the same way? Joe is an expert launderer, by the way.
Not because of. As you say, jeans fit is hard. So I do have some jeans that fit great, but then the second time you go to put them on, they don't. And so washing them keeps them sort of, for some reason, keeps them tighter and
I know what you mean, crispier. Actually. I think that's true of women's jeans, which tend to be a bit more clingy and form-fitting. Yeah, and then when they actually become baggy, they actually look bad.
Yeah.
But men don't tend to, well, unless you're in an indie band, we don't tend to wear jeans quite so tight.
I tell you, there is another genre of people who wear jeans like that.
Right.
The big thigh. The chunky thigh guy.
Right.
You're looking at him.
So you need a stretch.
I need a skinny stretch.
Oh, okay.
It's the only one it's the only one I go for. And I find myself right in the middle of this debate.
Right.
Because I hate to wash my jeans, but I have to because they're skinny stretch, so they need to be tight, and like you say, it does tend to get looser. But my problem is with jeans that tight and a bit of warm weather, I mean the chafing is just
even for a Strictly vet.
Yeah. I mean they didn't make them in River Island knowing that I was gonna be on Strictly, so and I know that's the only one I go for.
Have you tried talcum powder already?
I haven't. Yeah, I mean people have talked about it. My fear with a pair of black jeans is that talc's going to be found everywhere, and you know that isn't a great look.
I told you we talked about the important things to people. I told you.
And I'm so glad we've come here because I needed to know the fridge jeans. I needed to know talc it up, and I want to know.
There is a wider, obviously, subject here. Why is the whole process of jean buying so stressful as well?
Because everybody is has such an individual shape, and they don't market jeans in that way. They're sort of like we're brainwashed to think that there's something wrong with us if we don't have the fit for this or that gene. It's some bespoke shopping that you got to do.
Yeah,
but I'm with you, Ori. I think you said you found your jeans, and that's it. They're the only ones you wear.
They're the only brand. They are the only shape, and for the last 8 years or something like that, I've worn exactly the same jeans. Yeah. And I've tried so hard to diversify. Yeah. Gone into different stores and thought, okay, maybe we'll change it up, even with the colour. But genuinely, because like you say, the shape is the thing. And my thigh, like Sir Chris Hoy would love to have my thighs. He doesn't need them. But they're that kind of size. They are so unshapely. But as far as width, they are that. But then my lower leg is quite narrow. Take a closer look, Joe.
I'm literally staring at you. But
I'm wearing check trousers, so it's the third eye that's in there. Oh, why did I say that? No, I think they are anyway, and I've got a big bum and everything. So it's the fact that I've
enormous.
You can't even see that. Now I know you're playing with me.
But I'm
going to
look when you go.
I will. I'll make a slow exit for you. How about that? But no, it's just. It takes the stress out of it. When you know that is what you need, just get in there, buy it, and get out, because you can spend 3 hours
How's this for a controversy bomb that I'm just going to place right here?
Drop it.
I just think that jeans are a bit out at the moment. I haven't worn them for ages.
I haven't, actually. But I mean, it has been particularly hot, and I just think the weather at the moment, I mean, not that I'm complaining, it's incredible, but yeah, I don't understand. Like, when I went to something on Friday, a party at somebody's house, and one of my friends walked in literally a pair of jeans, and it was so hot.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people, like, psychologically, if I see somebody really dressed up, I start sweating, like, sympathy sweating. And I was like, why are you wearing jeans? It's really hot. And he's like, why is it bothering you so much? Because I'm getting really sweaty just looking at you. you.
No, and you know that they are as well, unless there's some sort of crazy T2, you know, that
I
just happens
to not
sweat.
There
is
this weird thing, though, I think men especially, I think they think, oh, I can't show my legs at night. So they have this idea that you can't possibly go out in the evening in shorts.
Not night legs.
I know. Hide them.
The devil walkers, that's what they are.
He was a bit like, well, I think I can wear shorts. I'm going... somebody's house for a barbecue. Of course you can wear shorts.
Do you know what? That's reminded me the fact that if it's not these, and it's the summer, so joggers definitely aren't the way forward, but active wear. And I've got a pair of active wear trousers that I wear in the non-summer months. Right. And I'll wear it all the time. Because they're Nike, and again they're slim fitting, so they cater for the larger thighed guy. But they're smart. So if I need to wear them around in the day, I don't wear them all the time, but if I need to wear them around in the day, or if I need to go and just do something that's a bit of an errand, I'll put them on. And they're black, and you can wear whatever you want with them.
Just tell me you wash those.
Yes, those get washed. No. This is a different topic. All the freezer if you need
to. Very happy to hear that.
They get washed. Yeah. But no, the problem is that my wife will go, you can't wear them to the supermarket. Oh. You can't wear those to the shopping mall. Like, why on earth? But you liked them when I bought them. You like them if we're going away on a flight and you've got a bit more time and you need something that's a bit looser around the areas. Do you know what I mean? But when it comes to the crunch, and it tends to be because it's been 3 months that I've had them, she'll go, no, you can't wear those now.
Is it because you've overworn them, though? Or is she sick of seeing you in the same trousers?
She's just sick of seeing me in the trousers. But right. It's not all the time. It's genuinely not all the time. It's quite a lot of the time.
I've never got visions of you basically being in a pair of, like, leisure pants. Like, an actual, like, you know, what do you call them? You call them your curry pants, don't you?
Curry pants, yeah.
Comfy curry pants, where you can just eat as much as you like and not feel any sort of cutting into your waistband.
No, well, those are... Actually, I don't have a pair of curry pants. I do have a pair of trousers that I got from the Strictly wardrobe that they let me have. That have straps that go over the shoulder and end above the stomach. So for those Sunday... I basically took it home.
Well, Sunday roast. Really
just
sexy.
Because of Sunday roast.
Yeah.
I don't wear a top with them either, Joe. So
oh, my God.
Well, I mean,
that is a vision.
Right?
Just add
a top hat.
Add night legs and you're awake. Top hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Suit trousers, braces and a top hat.
And your wife's
that's
fine
all.
With that.
Casual
right?
Sunday.
That she's fine with.
Casual
she's
Sunday. Like,
I don't know why you didn't wear that to present the wedding.
I know, it was an option. Yeah. It was an option.
Well, basically, I don't know whether that leaves this conversation, but if you think I'm a total filth bag who doesn't wash his jeans, then feel free to email us and tell me what you think and tell Joe.
Yes, be on my side.
The email address is itjustmepodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. And in fact, we do have a little shout out for one of you lovely readers who did email us about when we had a very serious discussion already a couple of weeks ago about sparkling water.
Oh.
Joe is not a fan. Anyway, so a little shout out to Ria from Essex, who was emailed in to say she too agrees with Joe that she
and
hates sparkling water.
I've got an update, an important update.
Well, do share.
We have discovered just this weekend that my husband, Ross, hi Ross, has a really weird, he has a violent reaction to sparkling water. He never gets ill. It happened once before where we suddenly had to leave my friend's house from dinner. He was like sweaty, felt terrible, thought he might be sick. It came on really suddenly.
Oh, gosh.
And then it happened again at a party we were at on the weekend. And wow. He said the only thing that connects those two events is that the rare occasion that he drank some fizzy water.
That demonic sparkling water.
That's
well,
crazy.
Apparently it is.
Well.
It really, really messes him up.
Well, there you go. You were right all along. And now you've got some medical evidence to back it up.
Devil's urine.
Oh, my.
As far as we're concerned in my house.
That takes all the Perrier adverts out of your mags.
Yeah. I was going to say, I, for one, still very much enjoy sparkling water. So if anyone would like to sponsor the podcast, please feel free to do so.
I feel like sparkling water for me is if the lunch feels posh.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because I never feel refreshed from sparkling water, but sometimes if somebody goes, because you get the question, still or sparkling, and somebody else is wondering about it when you know the only answer is still, but you go, oh, okay, they're feeling in that kind of mood. Let's go sparkling.
Oh, no.
I just do it because you're going to keep their appearances.
Is it wrong that I always think the person that goes, I'll have sparkling please, is slightly hungover? For me, sparkling water is a bit like Alka-Seltzer, so I always think it's a kind of hangover thing. So I think somebably's borderline hangover.
Yeah,
that's what
possibly.
It is.
It's a recipe for gas.
That too.
End of story.
Not happy with it.
Anyway, yes, as we said, do email us, guys. We love hearing from you. So, yes, thanks for emailing Ria from Essex. And give us an email on isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com with any suggestions for future topics.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, so this topic, Bore James, it was on the list. I don't think it really is me. Is it just me, I'll say, though? Is it just me who has to project manage everything? Oh, God, I wish I was good at project managing anything. Where did this one come from?
Does that mean you defer more to Ross, then,
yes,
in life?
Yes! Okay. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's because you're the boss at work.
Possibly. Yeah, I find it hard. But what do you mean, though? What do you mean?
Okay, well, I guess I actually did write this one because I didn't realise. I always thought I was a bit more of a passenger in life. You know, I was one of those people that tends to take a back seat where it comes to like holidays and let my friends take the lead.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I guess, until the last couple of years when I sort of bought a new flat or going freelance, I did then realise I am actually a bit of a control freak and I can make things happen. And also when things aren't happening at the speed you want them to,
yes,
that's when you find your inner project manager,
mm-hmm,
I find.
Mm-hmm.
But Ori, I don't know, what are you feeling? Do you, as a freelancer yourself, do
I'm
you
all
feel
about the project manager.
Really?
I have to, because as has been discussed before, I just need to know that stuff is happening. Because if I don't project manage, then I know I haven't got any cerebral matter left to do anything. And I end up floundering. I was saying a joke before you joined us, James, that just this last weekend, and it was a weekend off, and I was having some lovely time with the family, and all I needed to do was go and buy chips. And I'd switched off so much that the first time I left the house, I left with my slippers on. The second time I left the house, I thought, oh, I've left the sun is out, I've left my sunglasses, so back and I go. I was taking the bins out with me on the third effort, and I arrived at the shop to buy the chips without the single bank card that I came out with. I thought, where on earth? How? Three times? That's 40 minutes. I've now bought the chips and everything else that's gone in the bag just because I'm in the shop. And I haven't got a bank card. And I went, because I haven't managed this situation properly, because I went slack, I've left myself in Marks and Spencer's with a bag of goods and nothing to pay for it. Thank goodness for Apple Pay and 16 digits remembered in the top box right here.
Oh, yeah,
so I got myself out of the hole. Otherwise, that would have been a real tail between the legs going back home. But no, I always has to. And I think it starts from the diary. My diary is really articulate. Like I make sure that there's notes in there and everything, and it's color coordinated.
Phone or paper?
I'm on the phone now.
Oh yeah, you're totally
which
on the phone.
Took me 3 or 4 years to transition.
I still am fully. I still am fully jumped.
Can't do it on the phone or
no? I'm both.
Okay.
I feel like I'm literally opening myself up to a whole sort of heap of pain. I feel like I'm always missing something, so I'm using both paper and phone.
Yeah, well, I think it's whatever makes you feel comfortable. I mean, it's probably too much because the phone does do it, but don't get me wrong, because I was in that very position. But no, I think, because, I mean, it takes a lot, especially now with the baby. So my wife and I went away to, we went to the Formula One, like I said. Went to the Formula One this weekend and left the baby at home for the very first time, which is a big deal. If I didn't project manage that, do you know what? The actual outcome wouldn't necessarily have been that anything would have gone wrong. But when something went slightly right, it would have been my wife giving me so much hell because I don't know. We just didn't have an idea of what we were getting ourselves into. So I needed to make sure that the train times were available. I needed to make sure that we had two or three potential train times. The car needed to be right to pick us up. The list for what she was going to hand over to her. This is getting you sweaty. Bear with me.
Oh, I can't bear it.
And it had to be done. Yeah. And I spent most of the evening before going, what could possibly go wrong? Let's look after that. And it's done, which means that by the time we get to Sunday, it went like clockwork.
So can I ask then, Ori, are you essentially, you think, at your core, on your heart and soul, a quite disorganised person? If you then aren't organised, everything goes slightly to shit.
Almost. I'm inherently lazy.
Because I do admire those people who literally can just be flying by the seat of their pants. Yeah. They don't worry about things. Mm. They'll just get there when they get there. But
That's a disaster. But I just married somebody who's loves to be anal about things. And if we're buying a car, he's happy to sit for hours researching that. If we're getting a bathroom done, he's happy to get 50,000 quotes about that. If we're going on holiday, he's really, really good at finding just the right flight at just the right price. I can't. Oh my god! I last about 3 seconds.
I think it's about your passions, isn't it? Because I'm not a big holiday fan, so I then do defer to my friends who loved and they really love it. They read all the TripAdvisor reviews. They do all their research. I'm very much like literally a passenger. I'll tell me when I need to be at the airport and I'll be there, you know?
But I think the world needs the managers and the passengers. Yeah. It really does.
But then if it came to organising a wedding, if it was a wedding or decorating your house, I'd be all over that. I'd be like, yes, help me. I can project manage that. I would love to do it. Because it's something I'm interested in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I would like to project manage.
A weekly magazine?
That's a team effort, isn't it? Yeah.
But no, I think you're right, the passions thing, because the holidays are the same for me. Because it doesn't happen that often these days, as I said. So I will spend a bit of time online, and it will go into the night, and it was the daytime when I started, and the lights aren't on, and it's like 10 p.m, and I'm still looking at the reviews on TripAdvisor and everything.
I think men like details like that, in a way that women... I don't know any woman who...
But I know, if I didn't do it, my wife would never leave the house. And this because
she's so laid back.
Because she's very laid back, but also in the fact that she, because it's now we've gotten to a model now. So like you say, you've married Ross, you are a wonderful man. I've never met you, but I know you are. You know,
must be, right?
Obviously.
Me, right?
No, yeah. He's a wonderful man. Look at the two of you together. Yeah. Like a superpower. But no, I think it's important because she relies on that preparation. Because if it slightly falls out of kilter, then she knows, how come you didn't tell me it was going to be really hot here? I would have worn a different dress. I've never been there before, but I'm the one that needs to check the weather in the morning. I need to make sure that, I think it's probably going to get a bit clammy. These are simple things, but because I'm the organiser, that's, I think, how it works.
I am organised at work, and this is, I love... just getting in, particularly on holiday, I love just being told what to do.
Yeah,
just
me too.
Tell me what time I have to get up.
Yeah.
And I'll do it.
I'm the same, actually. I mean, I don't like too rigid an itinerary. I like a little bit of flexibility. But, I do appreciate if I wasn't told, right, we're going here to do this today, I would not probably leave the pool or leave my room because I don't even like the sun. So, I kind of do need an element of a firm hand on holiday.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good
But that sounding is... kinky as it did.
You meant it to.
I know.
We all like a firm hand on holiday.
Yes, all right then. So, yes, project managing. I mean, I think it's fine as long as you're not a total control freak.
Because
I think there is a difference. You can project manage, but I think we all need to steer, some of us, as we've just said, Joe and I particularly need it.
Oh my God, I'm just feeling so lazy right now.
Yeah. We're just going to make Ori organise everything for us.
Unhappily.
Yeah.
And that's all. That's
you're not
that's
having the summer off, Ori.
That's all right, guys. That's all right. That's all right.
I lunch today, Ori.
I definitely would recommend the hoisin wrap. I've checked it out. It's only 242 calories. and no red lights on that traffic light system.
This could be like an app. Ask Ori.
That's what I'm here for, guys.
We're always thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coming to the app store sometime very soon.
So the last one, here it is. Is it just me that enjoys helping other people spend their money rather than their own?
I love it.
Do you?
I was going to get right in there.
Go on then.
Well, weirdly, I don't know why. I think it's because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love buying myself things if I can afford them. But the next best thing is helping people buy things to make them happy.
Seeing the joy on their faces.
But weirdly, I get a kick out of seeing the joy on their face. If I can help them spend money on something great that I know is actually going to look really good on them.
I'm just too much of a jealous person.
Really?
Yeah.
But hang on, wait a second. You've got good style. So, example, if you had a friend who was clueless about jean shopping, you had a friend, Ore, thick in the thigh, didn't know where to go for his jeans, and you're like,
I like this
follow
guy.
Me, follow me, child, into River Island. I'll show you the way. You.
Yeah. Right. No, you're absolutely right. I would. Yeah, I think okay. you'd like so to I, impart I, that knowledge on
yeah,
help
and,
someone out.
Because I've got some friends who basically can't go clothes shopping now without me being there. So I guess it's kind of like a byproduct of I'm going along anyway. But now
they need you.
The way I was thinking of this was that, you know, oh, I haven't got the money to buy a nice new car or a nice new house. Oh. And if I've got the friend going, oh, should I buy this mansion or should I buy... And then I'd be a bit sour grapesy about that.
That's a different league.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's like, okay, no, as only if you buy me a room in it.
No, but if I'm taking you shopping, I'm not coming home empty-handed. I wouldn't go if I wasn't able to also partake in the purchasing. Yeah.
Especially a slow changer, because what happens is you send them in to the cubicle with all the things you picked out and you're waiting, and then you start looking around, your magpie mentality comes
out.
Is it just me?
Maybe it's related. I mean, is it just me who doesn't really like shopping with other people? I like shopping on my own.
I'm probably with you on that. Apart from Mrs. O, I'm actually quite good because she's in her element when she's shopping. Mm. So I do like guiding her into that space. And because, you know, we went out the other day, and because I know that sometimes, like you say, these fits and spurs with work, we had some time, we had a week to ourselves, and I said to her on the Sunday, do you want to go shopping on the Monday? And she was like, what's the catch? But no, it's because I knew that this is a chance that we can have together. You head out into that great world of retail and beauty and lovely things. I'll go to hang here with the baby. We've got some private time. And actually, it wasn't necessarily helping her buy those things, but helping her just get out of there and go...
Think of herself.
Yeah. I love being here.
So Monday shopping would be great. It's like Friday night in IKEA.
Nobody there. Yeah. Oh, no. Until we got close to lunchtime, because that's the problem. Because we got there at about 9:30. Three hours later, same store, by the way.
Weekend returns. All those weekend returns came in at lunchtime.
I cannot bear it. I don't seem to have a pace that's the same as anybody else's with shopping. I can walk into a store and know in 5 minutes or so, there's stuff here for me or there isn't. People who want to look at everything, and my husband's definitely one of the ones who wants to look at everything.
He loves TK Maxx.
He likes options.
I'm done.
Is your worst nightmare then, like imagine a gaggle of friends saying, right, so today we're going to go shopping and then we're going to have lunch.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
I have to just, as long as I've decided that, all right, I'm going to be passive and I'm just going to do, but if there's any situation where I want to look at things that I want to look at, I can't do it in a group.
I'm quite stealth when I go into shops now. I kind of know what I want, what I like. And I'm also quite good at, for as much as I can get distracted in the sense that I like being around clothes and I'll find things I like. Mm. But you know, like some people go in and they'll say, I'm going in for jeans. And then next thing you know, they're like, their eyes being drawn by something really not right and a bit out there. And I'm quite good at knowing kind of like what my style is and what works for me. So I can get in and out quite quickly.
I'm much better at that when it comes to suits. So a lot of the work that I do will require a good suit. And there isn't that much range. If you're going to go in a Reese, and they're very good, they'll compartmentalise that stuff, and you're going to only have four or five or six, if you're lucky, options, boom, and you're done. It's when it comes to the most of the days, the other days, the regular days, I find it too much of a struggle. So I'm much more online.
Yeah.
And occasionally, if I've got a couple of hours, but it's the choice. I just can't deal with too much choice, because you end up spending all that time and then coming away with nothing. You go, well, it's 2.5 hours I could have done spent either sleeping or eating.
But I even enjoy it. A friend of mine Instagram messaged me to say, I need a new armchair. What do you think of this? And I was like, I don't like it. And then I found him three other ones. And it was also one. I did it via. I basically helped him spend money via Instagram message, and I really enjoyed it.
Because he's just a generous guy.
You're obviously an amazing human being.
Well, no, also, there was that a questionable chair. The original chair was questionable, and I felt I took it down a much better... Because it was this big
bit
amount
of... James is very good at interiors.
I just quite like it.
I think you do, but you need those friends who are going to help you out, and actually not when they're given a problem, going to go, oh, I'm going to stitch you right up here. Yeah. Sometimes that's worthwhile. But no, you do. You do need to have your friends, whether it is in the retail or whether it is in the interior. I think you need to know those friends who are going to help you spend that money properly, yeah, and it's going to be there for longer than the week.
Also, I do feel like I need to lay down that I would obviously not encourage friends who didn't have the money to spend this money. I'm not trying to get my friends to like put loads of debt on credit cards and all that kind of
spend
stuff.
Spend.
I was going to say, like, everyone's thinking, oh my God, you hideous commercial asshole.
This is James the debt collector coming into play here.
But sideline business.
If I know you're good for the money, I'll actively encourage you to spend it. Yeah. Because, you know.
No, I just assume if you're showing me that armchair, then
you can afford it.
Yeah.
But don't bother showing it to Jo because she'll just get jealous.
I will, actually. Yeah. I'll be like, how come he can afford that?
Then you love looking at property porn, don't you?
No, I don't. No. That's my...
Oh, was Ellen DeGeneres the exception?
Yeah, Oh, God, no.
Oh, you got depressed about that,
didn't you? I just get so jealous at other people's nice houses.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
terrible. Uh-huh. It's like, you know, that thing that I'm sure I said before, is like there are people who say looking at fashion magazines makes them feel bad about themselves. Mm. It's looking at interiors magazines makes me feel like, why doesn't my house look like that?
Oh,
I'm the worst.
I just made it sound like you just popped over to Ellen's house, by the way I said when you were on tele. You saw it in a magazine, by the way. Even Joan is going to invite you around to Ellen's house.
I've been trying to keep that part of my life very discreet. James, thanks for that.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I was talking about chafing thighs earlier,
yeah,
guys. So this has been a lot of therapy for many of us, actually. So thank you very much for having
Where
us.
Are they on the chafing meter today? Are they all right?
Well,
very hot.
I'm with you on one of the last
tweed,
points. This is a sort of a kind of tweed. There's a bit more room, but
there isn't so much stretch.
Yeah. They're a bit looser, but there isn't so much stretch, and there is chafe in there. So I'm surviving it for you guys. In fact, how I'm not screaming, I don't know.
Hashtag pray for Ore.
Pray for Ore, yeah.
Salute your stoic self.
I'm really committing to the cause here, guys. I'm going to go home, I'm going to take it off, and I'm going to let it breathe.
Well, you have been a delight to spend time with today. Yes. Thank you, and sorry for my diary.
I will hold it against you infinitely.
I know.
He's going to charge us overtime.
That's fine.
No, I've loved it. Like I said to you before, James, we had a lot of time, James, before you got here to chat about other things.
There was only a couple of awkward silences.
So much fun. Thank you.
Enjoy your summer.
Probably.
Yes. Try to relax into this freelance world.
Right.
It'll all be fine.
Everything will be fine.
It's all
going to
be fine.
As he cried his way out of another room.
It's going to be great.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.